footy's on tonight.
And aren't we excited about this? Isn't this great?
Our teams actually meet round one, Port playing Brisbane. Where are we playing?
The Gabba.
Okay, well, we'll win then.
Oh, no, expect Port Adelaide to make a statement. You'd expect nothing less out of me, would you?
Exactly. Anyway, well, that'll be good. So I'll be watching that with intent, and when we get the victory, I'll send you a text.
There we go.
All right. These codes that come up on computers, for example, there's one, let's see, the one that's simply called code 18. There's a few different ones. So tell us about these. Do they mean anything?
I've never used any of these, but I saw these the other day. They are floating around in the industry. If anybody ever tells you you've got an EEOC problem, it's equipment exceeds operator capabilities.
Okay.
It's pretty rude, isn't it?
The equipment exceeds operator capabilities.
Yeah,
so
you don't know how to use a computer.
So your phone's saying you're an idiot.
Yeah, well, your computer says that IT guy is saying you're an idiot. Because okay. These are codes that IT people supposedly use.
Right. So forget about EEOC.
Yep, right. ESTO, equipment smarter than the operator.
Now, you're taking the you-know-what, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
That's not a real thing, ESTO.
ESTO error.
Equipment smarter than operator.
Yep. And the next one is, if anybody ever tells you you've got an ID10T problem, write it down because it spells idiot.
Oh, come on.
Now, and the last one.
I thought okay, the last one.
Last one, code 18. Yeah. Sounds like a real code. It means the problem's 18 inches away from the screen. It's you.
Okay, so we're now, say, when I email our tech guys, right?
Yes.
Here in the radio station or the network, and I say, I've got this problem, and then they send back something that says, like, code 18.
ESTO problem.
So what you're saying is it's not actually, your computer's not telling you with all these codes you get.
No, it's
actually the IT guy or girl just having a go at you.
Just having a go at you.
There you go. Hey?
Which is terrible.
Oh, that's awful. That's changed my entire world.
Yes.
It's changed my world. Right. Okay. Thanks very much. I'm on to them.
There we go.
I'm on to you IT people. Right. Now, running Windows and editing videos. People love doing this, so you've got some tips.
In Windows 11, if you've got a new Windows 11 computer out there or you bought one and it's just been updated, there's a program called Clipchamp has just suddenly appeared on your computer and you've been wondering what it is. Clipchamp is a video editing piece of software that they've just given you. Really good piece of software out there. You'd remember Windows Movie Maker, wouldn't you, Darren?
I do, yeah.
Yep, it used to be a wonderful piece. This is so much better on it. It supports trimming, splitting, transitions. It's got a screen recorder feature on there. It's got a timeline, just like the Pro apps. You've got templates. You've got filters, transitions, stock meter and styles. You can and multi-track audio support. Clipchamp is free, and it's just appearing on Windows 11 computers. Well done, Microsoft, for putting something out, because so many people like to edit little videos on there.
Yeah, okay. So what's it called again?
Clipchamp.
Clipchamp, right.
Yeah, it's a terrible name, isn't it?
I prefer Movie Maker.
Yeah, so do I.
It's a bit sort of self-explanatory. All right, now... unlocking your phone, mask-friendly facial ID.
Yep. For people with Apple devices out there, iOS 15.4 is out now. If you update it, you've got a mask on, it will unlock your phone for you with the mask on, which is a really good feature. Now, we'll probably not have masks in a couple of weeks. That's a hot rumour I'm hearing.
Well, we're sort of limited mask wearing in Tassie at the moment.
We are slightly over here as well. They've got a new safety feature for Apple's AirTags as well to warn against people trying to track somebody's location without their consent. I really like Apple's AirTags. I've got them on all my my bags and my keys and everything. And if I was to leave something behind, I'd get a message on my phone literally when I'm 100 metres away from it saying, go back, you've left your keys behind. Really good thing.
That's awesome, yeah.
Oh, that's, I love that. And there's 36 new emojis that can be used as well. They've come, we don't have enough emojis, Darren. We've got now we've got melting face, a person peering through their fingers, and there's an awkward biting lip icon that they reckon is going to achieve the same notoriety as the eggplant emoji.
Okay, biting lip icon, I'm just picturing it. Okay, so what sort of feeling would that convey if I'm biting my lip? I'm angry, but I'm not going to say anything.
No.
Is that what it means?
It's got to do with round about the eggplant emoji, which we can't say too much about.
Okay. We've gone in a completely different direction then.
Yes, exactly. You were. I'll bring you back on the road.
Right, okay. Right, thank you. Back to the facial recognition for unlocking your iPhone with the mask on. So what is it? Does it do a retina scan or something? How does it know?
So when I installed it on Monday, literally I had to redo my Face ID and it just does it. It just unlocks it. As soon as you put the mask on, it must be a retinal scan in there somewhere to make sure, but it's worked every single time.
Wow. All right. Good stuff, mate. Heaps more on Richard's excellent website, which is talktech.com.au. Go the Lions and talk to you next week.
No worries. Go Port. See you, Darren.
All right.